With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as I have a very special guest, a longtime friend. Her name is Jody. She goes by Joe. And we were in school together at Pittman Middle School and also at Hueytown High School. We have talked back and forth for several years as we've talked about class activities, the class of 97 at Hueytown High School. And then yesterday, Jody told me about a gentleman who is a blacksmith. And she said, I have something I want to share with you. And I read that email, and it was an amazing story about an amazing man who has decided to take his pain, the struggle that he is going through after losing a very special loved one in his life, and trying to move forward to make an impact in the lives of others. I want to welcome right now Jody to the program. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Jody Shipman.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Glad to have you, Jody. And of course, we've known each other for a long time. And when you shared this story with me, I really felt like it would be great to hear it in your voice, because you are the one that Daniel chose to give this special gift to. And I know that it made a difference and it made an impact in your life.
It absolutely did. So much so that I had to tell someone, and you were the first person I thought of.
It is a sad story. It's a difficult story because Daniel lost his wife in a tragic accident, October 7th, 2021. As I saw the date, I was thinking, what was I doing that day? What were you doing that day, Jody?
Well, I remember what I was doing October 7th, 2021, because it was my daughter's 16th birthday. And it was raining that morning. And I remember hearing on the radio as I was driving into work that there had been a terrible accident with fatalities on 459 near Morgan Road. And as, you know, a lot of us do when we hear something terrible like that, you know, you, of course, pray for the people involved. And at that time, I had no idea that it could be someone that was so treasured. Rachel Long, she was a preschool teacher, formerly at Pleasant Grove First Baptist. She taught four-year-olds. And she was such a wonderful person, Mark. She you could look at her and you could see the love of Christ and all that she did and all that she said in her way with children. And when I heard it was Rachel, you know, my heart just hurt so bad. Her husband Daniel received a call a little after 8:20, I believe, 8:30. And his cousin had been on the phone with Rachel. And they talked every morning on her way to her job at Hunter Street First Baptist, where she was working after the Pleasant Grove program closed during COVID. The program had closed permanently. So Rachel and she talked every morning. And while they were talking, Rachel said something like, "What is this car doing?" And then that was the last thing that she was able to say. A car crossed the median at high speed, hit Rachel, and voice, of course, destroyed the car. Rachel was killed instantly. And Daniel arrived on 459 to find out from a nurse that had been on the scene. He remembers her being in black scrubs and running towards him and grabbing him by the shoulders and saying, "I'm so sorry, she's gone." And Daniel took that to mean that she had been taken to the hospital, and she said, "No, she's gone." And so that's how he found out that his best friend, the love of his life, this godly woman, was gone. And you can imagine how terrible that was for him to find out on the side of the road in the rain. This was a huge loss for the community, huge loss for her family and friends. Even those who didn't know her well, I mean, it was tremendous, tremendously painful for everyone, because everybody that knew her loved her. And Daniel has taken this tragedy. You know, this is the first big loss he's ever had in his life. His parents are in their 80s and still living and thriving. And he's never had to suffer a loss like this. And in his spare time, Daniel says he fancies himself to be a blacksmith. And what Daniel did with all this pain is he turned it into a way to glorify God. And he has been making crosses, and he calls them My Rachel's Cross. And what he does is he takes a single piece of steel and cuts it in such a way, unfolds it, forges it into a beautiful piece of art and a beautiful way to remember her, in that he wrote a letter to go with it. But he says that the lesson in it is that it's all in how the maker opens you up that determines how you turn out. And so he's taken this single piece of steel and opened it up and turned it into a cross as a reminder of our maker, and a reminder that our goal in life is to be such a work that God is proud to put his name on us, on our lives. Even though we aren't perfect, even though we may have rough edges, even though we may rust and need to be in the fire again, it's a reminder to pray and to know that God's not done with us, that he can make something out of us, even if we're not perfect.
You know, Jody, when I think about how much time has passed, and it's not been but 4.5 months since Rachel lost her life in that accident, and how long it takes most people to find a purpose, to find something to do when they do that. When someone comes up with a an idea to honor someone that they love, it usually takes a lot longer than 4.5 months, but it's still very fresh on his mind. And Daniel was able to somehow, because I'm not sure how a person does that, to come up with something that he wanted to do in honor of Rachel to make a difference in the lives of other people, and to do it 4.5 months later.
You know, it's amazing to me. Rachel and Daniel and their family have sat behind me in church for years, and Daniel has never been a talker, so to speak. And yesterday I was in my driveway cleaning out my car. And, you know, as a man with children, you understand what a feat that is. And I was doing that, and Daniel pulled up in my driveway. Now, we're not close. Rachel and I were not the best of friends. Okay. I helped serve at Rachel's funeral reception. And I can tell you, it's one of the most helpless feelings I have ever had, to not be able to do anything to ease this family's pain, to help them in their grief. The only thing to be done is to make sure they have a full cup of coffee, to make sure they have plenty of food, and just stand by and be there for them during this time. And for him to make the effort to create these crosses and to go out and find people that, I don't know how he determines who needs it, but Mark, I needed it. And I do not deserve it. I do not deserve this gift. I didn't deserve him to come minister to me in my driveway yesterday. But what he said to me was that on the side of 459 on October 7th, that God gave him oral surgery. He untied his tongue. And now all he can do is to go out and to minister to people, to let them know about the love of Christ, to let them know that we're all forged by his hands and that we're saved by his amazing grace. And that even though these crosses may have sharp corners and rough edges and rust, God's not done with us. And I don't know what I did to deserve such a blessing. Actually, I do. The answer is nothing. I did nothing to deserve Daniel thinking of me and blessing me with this gift. But here we are. And he told me that I'm about the 166th person that he has done this for. The 166th cross that he has made. The 166th person that he has gone out of his way and used his life to try to share the word of God with. And it's amazing. I'm so humbled.
That's over one cross a day since Rachel has passed away.
It's amazing. I can't imagine how much time and energy this takes.
Jody, I want to go back to something you were talking about where you were filling coffee cups and you couldn't figure out what you could do to make a difference during that time because of the family's grief. But I think there's a message within what you were actually doing, which is considered a very simple thing, but it was a very big thing to Daniel. And while people are listening, to think that whatever you do, whatever step you take, whatever act of kindness you show does matter. As insignificant as you think it might be. You know, Jody, we've had fundraisers where somebody would message me and tell me, I'm sorry that I can't give more. I've given $5 or I've given $1 and I wish I could do more. And I tell that person, you've done a good deed. Don't take your good deed and make it insignificant in your mind because you couldn't do it bigger. That each and every one of us, every single thing that we do, has an impact on another when we decide that we're going to serve another person and show acts of kindness. So I think that's your answer, Jody, is that you were doing something simple that had an impact, and Daniel saw in you a servant's heart?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, Daniel says in his letter, he says, you know, God can take a piece of scrap metal, a piece of scrap, a sinner, and heat you up and forge you or form you into something of value. And, you know, this was just such a reminder of this, Mark. How many people, like, I know you've been through some losses, as have I. And I can tell you that I don't really remember those very emotional ceremonies. I don't remember the funerals and everyone that was there, you know, in those intense times of grief. And for him to remember something so insignificant like that, I mean, why me? I just, it's something that I keep wondering, but I'm so glad he thought of me. And it's just really been such a blessing, as I'm sure it has been for the other people who have received a crop from him.
And like I told you, Jody, it's being a blessing to others right now as they hear the story. Because while they may never get to meet you or Daniel, the story, the message is there, and it's up to them what they want to do with it after they hear of what Daniel's doing and decide that they want to try to do something to make a difference. Maybe somebody out there right now, as you've talked about, we've both suffered losses. Maybe there's someone out there right now listening who has suffered a major loss. It was a blur at the funeral. It was a blur as people tried to make a difference in that person's life, and now they're starting to come out of that fog, and they're trying to figure out, what can I do now? The person that I loved so much is gone. It takes a part of you, but it didn't take the part that allows you to make a difference in someone else's life. And I hope that through this conversation, as we talked about before we ever started, that it does have an impact, and that Daniel knows that what he's doing is making a difference in the lives of others, and that it is a worthy cause, and that Rachel is being remembered through his effort.
I certainly hope so, and I hope that he continues with this. And I mean, you know, he said that the Lord had put him back on the anvil and reshaped him after he thought his life was over when he lost Rachel. He said, you know, that he had been a Christian for a long time, but on that day that God changed him and turned him into the type of Christian he should have been his whole life. And I mean, that's just so powerful to me. And that's what I think about when I hold this cross. I remember that, you know, it's not too late, and God can turn what's burned up in the fire into something beautiful. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful.
Right now, we're talking to Jody Shipman here on the Mark White Show. Me and Jody went to school together down in Hueytown. As I mentioned at the start, we went to Pittman Middle School and then also Hueytown for a short time before my grandfather took a preaching job from Hueytown to go to Anderson. And so I've known Jody for many years, and we came in contact, like many of you, through social media. We have a class page for the Hueytown class of 97, and we enjoy being able to share what's going on in the lives of others. And Jody reached out to me about this amazing effort that Daniel Long is involved in after losing his wife, Rachel, on October 7th, 2021. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to know what the next step is for Jody, because there is always another step that you can take. And when someone makes a difference in your life, when they make an impact in your life, do you stop at that point and say, well, thank you for making a difference? Or do you, as the terminology is, pay it forward? We're going to talk about that when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As I have a very special conversation, Jody was very clear that she did not want it to be about her. It is clearly about Daniel and his mission and the impact he's making. And I almost guarantee you that if I was talking to Daniel right now, he would say, it's not about me. And that's exactly the way it's supposed to be when you're serving other people and you're making a difference in that way. It's not about Daniel. Of all the people on this planet, Jody is one of the 166, and probably now, if he's been given over one a day, he's probably given out another one since you've talked to him. You're one of the 166 at the time he gave you a cross of all the people on this planet. For Daniel to notice you and your serving during her funeral, to then turn around and honor you with this gift. Jody, it's so special.
It is. And, you know, while Daniel was speaking to me in the driveway, and you know, he's pouring his heart out, and I can feel the fire in his soul and hear the words just coming straight from his heart. And I had a question form in my mind that I had never had before, which is, you know, Jesus's disciples, that's what this reminds me of, and why is Daniel doing this? Why did the disciples do this? And the answer is it comes from grief. And you only have grief when you have lost something so precious. When you have lost that love, it makes you passionate. And I think about the ways that the disciples loved Jesus. And why was that? We loved Rachel because she was so good and because we could see Christ in her. What would it have been like to have known Christ personally and then lose him in that way? And I mean, it makes me look at the New Testament a whole different way, with a whole new heart, with whole new eyes. And that's what Daniel did for me in my driveway yesterday. was he showed me something that I never picked up when I was, when I've read the Bible, when I've prayed, never occurred to me to look at it in that way. And I mean, he's really made a change in my heart. And it's scary to go out there and talk about your faith. I've always been way too shy to do that. I've always been way too shy to do something like talking to you, Mark, on something that somebody else was going to be listening to. But that's what Daniel's doing. He has, the fire has burned all of the fear out of him. And it's admirable. And it comes straight from his heart and it comes straight from God. And it's just, it's all inspiring.
Well, it sounds like your tongue has been loosened too, Jody. If that was the case, you know, now you're speaking on a show where people can hear this story, this message that was given to you through Daniel. And as I think about you talking about the impact it's making on your life, and I mentioned it at the close of the first segment, we were going to talk about what's next. What is the next step? If you have this feeling inside of you and this gift was given to you, what does Jody Shipman do with what has been given?
Well, when Daniel first gave me this cross, I thought, oh, I have the perfect place for this. And he's like, nope, you keep this in your pocket. Because what this is an icebreaker. This is an excuse. This is your excuse to pull this out of your pocket and talk about Jesus with people. This is your excuse to witness. And that's really hard to ignore, Mark. How are you going to ignore that? He also invited me to church, and honestly, my family hasn't been to church since COVID started. You know, we stopped going because of potential health risks, and we never went back. And, you know, we're looking for a new church home, and Daniel invited us to go to church with him, and, you know, we're going to go. And so this is a wake-up call to me that, you know, something he said, Rachel used to say was, doesn't do any good to wait till Friday if you die on Thursday. And I keep remembering that in my head. And so today is the day. There's no more excuses, no reasons to wait, no reasons to be afraid. It's a call to be bold.
Wow. That is big stuff, Jody. A lot bigger stuff than when we were in middle school and high school, I tell you that.
Go Gophers.
So much time has gone by, you know, when you think about things that we've gone through from that time period until now, things that young people never expect to happen. And I tell people sometimes that folks don't follow the Mark White Show until they're ready. It takes some living. It takes some loss. It does sometimes take some tragedy for someone to appreciate what we're doing, because you have to be thinking outside of yourself. You have to be thinking about other families. And so when you hear these stories, if it's not about you at a certain point in your life, you really just kind of put it aside. Well, that's not for me. That's about somebody else. Not realizing that everything that we do for somebody else helps us. But every single thing that we do for somebody else has an impact on our life. And if we get out of ourselves, the sooner the better. But you have to do it. And as you said, being bold and then looking at people and their circumstances, and look at a guy like Daniel 4.5 months later after his wife has passed away in a tragic accident, that he's out here making a difference and he is carrying a cross right now. And I'm not talking about the one that he formed as a blacksmith. And he has to carry that cross the rest of his life. Every time he tells that story and every time he shares that cross, I believe that cross does become a little lighter.
I hope so.
I tell you, Jody, this was an amazing message that you sent to me, an amazing email about Daniel. And as I told you, I wanted to dedicate this show to Rachel Long. And I wanted Daniel to know that he has our condolences. And we appreciate the fact that he is being such an example for us. I mean, you talking to me right now, what Daniel did for you in the driveway, you have now done something for Mark White through this show. And if you've done something for me through this show, I guarantee you somebody's listening right now that is being affected in a positive way. So what Daniel's trying to do is working.
I'm so glad, and I'm so thankful to you for sharing this story.
Absolutely. Well, I love you, my old classmate friend.
Well, I love you too.
Jody, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
When we come back, we're going to talk about another very special gift that another individual needs right now, and that's Terry Tillery. And Jennifer Kennedy, if you know about Jennifer, you know that she recently received a kidney from her niece. She'll be joining us when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
And we're back. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now I have on the line with me Jennifer Kennedy, who just received her new kidney from her niece. I am so excited for Jennifer. You know that we have done several shows with Jennifer Kennedy. She had a very special niece who decided that she would donate a kidney to Jennifer. Welcome back to the Mark White Show with your new kidney, Jennifer Kennedy.
Hello, Mark. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing great. How is Lola?
Lola is doing what she is supposed to be doing. She's doing her work and working good.
Excellent. But that's great. I'm glad that everything's working so far.
Yes, me too.
Well, I know that experience, you and your niece that day, of course, a lot of people were praying as things were happening. I know it's all a brand new experience for you and for her, but it sounded like everything went as the medical team hoped it would.
It did. I had one of the best medical teams at UAB. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Jamie Locke, but she is a phenomenal surgeon. She actually has the longest running kidney donation chain in the United States.
Wow. What I was thinking about, Jennifer, is the fact that your original surgery with your niece was rescheduled. That was a huge disappointment, wondering, okay, when is this going to happen? But it sounds to me like it happened when it needed to.
It did, and the way I looked at that is it was all in God's time. He knew when it needed to happen and made it happen.
And you just had the patience, and your niece had the patience, and everything happened the way it was supposed to. You followed through. She did. And I'm just so happy for you right now. And, you know, you're just a week and a half out from surgery?
Almost a week and a half, yes.
Yes. And we're already trying to help another friend of yours. And that was really a big part of this conversation, is to talk about Mr. Terry Tillery and his need for a kidney donor at this time.
Yes, it is. Terry's someone that I went to high school with. He actually has the same exact disease that I had, and he's been on dialysis since April of last year. And he's a pretty good guy. He's on the transplant list, and we're just trying to see if we can help him out by getting his story out.
Yes, and one of the things that we know through our conversations with you, Jennifer, is that it was actually a pretty long time before you had to go on dialysis. And it sounds like maybe in Terry's situation, he had to go on earlier than you did with the same disease.
He found out when he was 16 years old that he had the disease.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go on dialysis until he was 50. So he's done really well with his.
This was something that he knew about when you were in school together.
Yes, yes. No, I actually didn't find out about mine until 2000.
Incredible.
My youngest son was born. So, yes.
So, when did you make the connection with Terry that you had the same thing? Because I'm thinking back all the way to your high school days now, and you would know, okay, Terry has this issue, and then years later, you have this issue. What was it that triggered, okay, what Terry had and what I have is the same thing?
We actually started communicating on Facebook once I started posting more about my disease and, you know, getting my story out there. He's like, hey, I have the same disease. And we, you know, started communicating through that and found out that we also have another friend that we went to school with that has the same disease. Of course, hers has not progressed like ours has.
Wow. What school did y'all attend?
Gardendale.
Gardendale High School. What was the class?
88, and I graduated in 89.
88 and 89. Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, that's so close to have two people with the same disease and classmate. That's really kind of surreal to me to think that you had someone that was that close to you when you were younger, and then years later, here you are with the same experience.
Yes. It's It's strange how many people that have this disease and that you don't know about. Then you learn when you start connecting with people on social media.
I know you were in stage 4 and moved into stage 5, correct?
Yes, I did that pretty quickly. It's called polycystic kidney disease.
Well, and we want to try to help Terry just in the same way that you were helped. And you had a niece, someone within your family who said, I want to do this. And Terry since he has been battling this since 16 years old. And as you mentioned, he's done quite well to be the age that he is, but he needs a kidney donor now too.
He does. Yes. Yes, he does. And dialysis is, it's awful. It is such a, it drains you. You start feeling good and then you have to go to dialysis. Once you get to where it's time for dialysis, you start feeling drained and again, and it's just such an up and down process. So it's really rough on your body and your mind. We're just trying to help him out.
One thing I want to bring up, because if you see Terry and you go through his pictures, it's not going to be a surprise to a person when they start to see the pictures, like, hey, what kind of fan is he? You're going to know pretty quickly that Terry is an Auburn fan. And what I wanted to bring up, Jennifer, is that when he goes to a ball game, and I know he's made it to games, and he's amongst the crowd, and you see him in a picture that I've shared holding his granddaughter, you see him next to Bruce Pearl in a picture. But the thing about it is, if you're a fan sitting there in the audience, you would not know, looking at the pictures, that Terry is going through this. And I say all that to say that when we talk about be kind to everyone because you don't know what they're going through, it's the same thing when it comes to our health issues. Sometimes we look at a person and we may not realize what they're going through. And amongst all those fans, those tens of thousands of fans that pour into the stadiums and the arenas for each and every game, there are a lot of people there who it's a battle for them with their life, and they get some enjoyment out of that game. But if you were to look and you point and the world said, here's Terry and he needs a kidney, I would want everybody in that arena or that stadium to care about Terry and to at least share and want to try to help him, because otherwise it's not announced on a big billboard like they do the players that they come out that Terry Tillery needs a kidney, you know?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it might should be.
You never know. It might should be. That's right. Right. I have known people that have done billboards, you know, that they need a kidney. And it worked.
And that's not a bad idea, because we had a family that was from Alabama as well. Marty Brunson needed a kidney, and he found a donor. And one of the things that I had suggested to Marty's family was that they do a T-shirt and then have their grandkids lined up and take a picture. And on the back of the T-shirt, it told people how to donate. And so people come up with different things. They'll put stickers on the back of a vehicle. Somebody will snap a picture and it goes viral because somebody saw them in traffic and saw this person needs a kidney. So there's lots of ways today to be creative and try to help spread the word. And I know that you utilized some of those ways as well.
I did, yes. I have stickers on my car, and I actually had a lady at Walmart drive up to me one day and ask me if I was Jennifer, and she said, I've always wanted to donate a kidney. She said, but I'm not able to. She said, but I want you to know I'm praying for you. So it does work. I've had people, you know, comment on Facebook, hey, I saw your sticker on your car. We've had some T-shirts made, and Terry has had bracelets, you know, the rubber band bracelets. He's had some of those made and passed out. So just trying to get the word out there is the main thing to do. And one of the best classes I ever went to was the Living Kidney Donor Program at UAB. They teach you how to do that. They teach you how to talk to people about giving and about your disease. And it was an awesome, very informative class.
So, Jennifer, now that we're talking on the end of you now have a kidney, what is the message that you give to others to try to help someone like Terry Tillery as he needs his kidney?
It is a special gift that is cherished for a lifetime. And if you can do it, I urge you to do it. My husband is actually trying to... He's trying to get in shape and better himself to try to help Terry. He's been working on it for maybe about 6 or 7 months now. So, but he's got a little bit of weight to lose. But we're hoping he can help him. He's been, ever since he saw me struggle with dialysis, he's like, I've got to do something. He said, I want to help Terry. So we're working on that, you know, on our end as well.
And this is one of those situations, Jennifer, where I know used to people say, what is your blood type? And then they would say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't donate. But in this situation, I'm guessing that Terry is part of the kidney exchange program as well.
I'm not sure. I've talked to them about it. I'm hoping, you know, when they have a clock, he can get in. But yeah, that's what we were going to do, because I'm O negative and Jackie's AB positive. So he was going to, if I didn't have a donor, he was going to give for me, you know, in the exchange program so someone could give to me.
And of course, we appreciate people like Alicia Sargent, your niece, who donated her kidney. It takes a very special person to decide that they want to do that, to give life to a person in that way.
It does, and she's got such a big heart. She is my angel.
Well, and there's somebody out there right now for Terry, and I appreciate the fact that your husband is trying. And, of course, they need people to try to help Terry through his kidney need right now. And the information is they can go to uabmedicine.org/donate-a-kidney or call 205-975-9200, option 4. And when they're prompted to give an option 4, they can give Terry's name, which is Terry J. Tillery. Terry is spelled T-E-R-R-Y, the letter J, initial J in the middle, and Tillery, T-I-L-L-E-R-Y, and his birth date, which is January the 7th, 1971, 1771. And that would get someone where they need to be to donate a kidney to Terry.
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm so glad that you and Alicia both are doing so well, and I appreciate you wanting to help Terry. And we have one more friend who, when she gets on the list, we'll try to help her as well, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Mark, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for getting my story out, for helping me get Terry's story out. You really have made a difference in my life.
Thank you so much for saying that, Jennifer. I think today I might have needed that especially, so thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer. You take care. Have a great day.
You too, Mark.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Daniel Long, Rachel Long, even my old friend Jody Shipman, making a difference in the lives of others. We also appreciate Jennifer Kennedy for joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about her own kidney transplant and the need for her friend Terry Tillery, who went to Gardendale High School, graduated in 1988, who also needs a kidney donor. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast. You can do that through Apple iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Audio Boom and SoundCloud, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Facebook Podcast, TuneIn Radio. I've got a lot of places you can listen. Again, today's show is dedicated to Rachel Long. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.